the lamplight, Pip.
Some tip-off. No sign of anything.
Give it time.
3 o'clock of a Friday morning, Oswell!
Almost too well, if you ask me.
Maybe not. If that's all I think it is.
Who?
Night Watch. Sean Flynn. Knew him when he was a runner in Bermondsey. Got kicked out for taking bribes.
Half a crown to turn a blind eye?
More than that.
And here's the cart you've been waiting for. He's talking to them. What's he up to?
Probably giving them the all clear.
Now remember, observation only. We want to see what they take and where they take it. That's all.
They're too far away. We won't see anything.
And your night watch is between them and us. All ready to give the alarm. Damn. Come on.
He's seen us, Tom.
Never mind him. Go after the cart.
We've lost them.
We can't have. It's a dead end. They must be here somewhere.
Oh, where then? I can't see them.
Shh. There's a cart by the pier over there. Come on.
Careful.
It's empty. There's nothing in it.
There must be.
See for yourself. And where is everybody?
Well, they didn't come far. Went out of our sight for more than a few minutes.
They must have put it on a boat and gone off with it.
Well, can you see a boat?
No.
It's the low tide, anyway.
Well, what the... It's a ruddy mystery.
It is. Isn't it?
London Particulars by John Peacock, with Todd Carty as Pip Shepherd and Charles Simpson as Thomas Tedman. Play 3, Out on the Drag.
So, you might as well have stayed in bed and saved yourselves a lot of time and trouble.
Well, not exactly, sir.
Then, let's see where we're at. Here's the map. Tell me, from the beginning.
Well, 2 months ago, they struck here, a silk merchant. Mm. Then here, tobacco. And here, pawn shop, the mineries. Mm. All within reach of the river. Only small stuff. Except 2 weeks ago, they took grappling irons and chains from a ship's merchants. Here, just off Ratcliffe Highway. Mm-hmm. They always use small stolen carts and horses, sir, which are always found abandoned within easy reach of the river.
So what happened last night? False tipper?
Oh, no. It was genuine. The Sparrow Tea and Coffee Warehouse, Cable Street. We followed them and found the cart within minutes of it being abandoned by the pier. But it was completely empty. The tea chests and coffee chests had disappeared into thin air.
Did they use a boat?
Low tide, sir.
They just seemed to vanish.
Did any of them see you? Could they recognise you again?
No.
But I recognise the night watch, sir. Sean Flynn.
Ah.
He seemed to be in on the job.
He would be, wouldn't he? Must be hard up if they're employing him.
We picked him up this morning.
Says he's Barney Harris.
Well, we're going to have a word with him now, sir.
Arrest him?
Only as a last resort.
So, Sean Flynn.
Sure, I don't know who you mean. Barney Harris. I know Sean Flynn. Who on earth is he?
Young lad used to push a barrow in Spitalfields with his dad. When I worked the markets with mine. Knew I were from Cork in those days.
No, doesn't ring a bell at all.
Later night watch, Bermondsey?
No.
Now, night watch, Wapping. Temptation too much, eh, Sean? Gone crook, have you?
What do you know about it?
What does your father, Gerard, know about it?
He knows nothing. Nothing at all. Who are you?
It's Pip, Sean. Pip Shepherd.
Pip?
Remember?
No. My dad's dead. Long gone.
And mine.
We know you were thrown out of the runners, Sean. Doing deals with thieves, handing the goods back, then splitting the reward money with them.
Ah, raking all that up. It was all lies.
Petty. But you're into bigger things these days.
You never took a tuppenny bribe, did you? Did you never turn a blind eye?
No. But I gave some. To the likes of you.
You got away with that, but you won't get away with this.
What'll it be?
Oh, I don't know.
The worst they can give you? Deportation, most likely.
But not back home. Not to Ireland.
Maybe.
So what do you want of me? I don't know anything. I'm just a lookout.
I want you to introduce me to whoever pays you. I want you to get me on a job with you.
I can't. You don't know who you're dealing with. If they found out, it would be the end for both of us.
We want to find out who's behind the whole operation, and you could clear the slate. You've no alternative. When?
Tomorrow night.
Where?
The rat pit at the Pear Tree in Ratcliffe Highway.
Tom, what are you doing here?
I've been waiting. It's freezing. I thought you were never coming.
I had to see Susanna.
Well, you didn't tell her anything, did you?
Of course not. But you shouldn't be here. We said. We agreed.
No, I know. I won't come inside. I'll just wait in case you need me.
I'm not going to need you. You look more like a peeler than a peeler. Even togged down. It's too dangerous. Have you ever been to a place like this? Ever been to a rat killing?
No, I can't say I have, no.
There'll come times when you'll be in places I've never been, that I can't handle, and I'll stay well out of them. I promise.
Right, good.
You going to the tea warehouse tomorrow?
9 o'clock.
Meet you back at the yard, noon.
Right.
Well, go on then, before anybody sees you.
Sean.
Jesus. Are you sure you want to go through with this?
Yes.
I tell you, you don't know what you're letting yourself in for.
Where is he?
He's through there in the rat pit now. We call him Brock. Nobody knows his real name. He's got a bull terrier, rat killer called Smiler. You sure now?
Yes. But I think you could do with a glass first, couldn't you?
To be sure, I could.
I'll get him in.
Well, gents, I'm glad to see you're all still here for the last bout.
You rat snobber.
While you're playing, give your minds up to drinking. You know the love I have for you, and that I don't care for any of you.
This way, Pip.
Give your orders, gentlemen.
Smiler. Here, what's she got there? You can't put a barn rat in with a sewer rat. They'll eat each other alive.
There he is over there. Do you see him?
Standing by the pit.
That's the one we call Brock.
Put your arm in. Stir him up, nobby.
Right.
Let him see the rats a bit.
Good dog.
Last match for tonight. Dog, Smiler. 12 rats in a minute.
Let him see him a bit before you let him loose.
Yeah, who are you?
This is Mr. Shepherd, Brock. Mr. Pip Shepherd. Sure, he's a pal of mine from years back. Grew up together, we did.
Something my dad told me. Got to tantalise him, you see?
Yeah.
Hands over his eyes.
All right.
See a bit, smell a bit. See? Nothing too much. Rearing to go, he is.
On fire!
Ready!
Stand by, Smiler!
Ready!
12 rats, and when I blow the whistle. Chuck him in, Brock!
He likes
go on, two! Three!
Drop it, Smiler! Drop it!
Five!
Mr. Shepherd's a friend of mine, Brock, looking for a spot of work.
No, now, soon, see me off.
Eight!
Nine!
Ten!
Killing this game, all right.
He's a very pretty creature.
So, Mr. Shepherd, could you make us a cart?
Yes, after 4 horses.
You shall have plenty of sport. And there'll be loads of rat killing. You get my meaning.
I understand.
We need a lookout next Tuesday.
Thank you, sir.
A friend of Sean's is a friend of mine. He'll give you the when and the where. Come on, Smiler.
So why, Florence?
Why did who do what?
Your butler, you know,
Edwards.
Yes.
Do what?
Put me in here.
I told him to.
The library? Why?
You said you weren't coming. You said you had to work.
Yes, I know, but things changed.
Well, things haven't changed for me. Mother's having a concert party. We're right in the middle of it, and it's bad enough me leaving to meet you here without you bursting into the music room.
Well,
Everyone would turn round.
I've been waiting for ages.
I had to pick a suitable moment.
I thought you'd be glad to see me.
Yes, you always think that. But sometimes it's not convenient. And I think it's a little arrogant on your part,
oh,
Thomas.
Really?
You think I should always be glad to see you. But sometimes I think I'm the last person you'd be glad to see. And on those occasions, I'm not supposed to mind.
You know that's not true.
It perfectly is. You said you couldn't see me tonight. Oh, I have to go to work with Pip. Can't leave Pip to face danger on his own.
It's not like that.
3 hours later, you're back here.
Only because he thought it better he went alone.
Only because. You see, you come to see me only because. Second best, you come to me.
It's not a competition.
Only because. It looks like one to me. And at the moment, work's winning and I'm losing.
Oh, bugger it, Florence.
Thomas, you have never sworn to me before.
I'm sorry, Florence, but... Well, Florence, you're not going to cry, but... Oh, Florence, I...
It never used to be like this.
It's not a competition, it's not. It's just that work is so important to me at the moment, and I've got to make a success of it for both of us. I want to change things.
But why? Why as a policeman? You could have been a lawyer. Your father wanted it so much.
It wasn't right for me. Of course I could, but I wanted to do something on my own. Something that hadn't been decided by him. I wanted to be more involved in learning about what causes crime, about putting things to rights, not just sitting behind a desk in a funny wig, dealing out punishments. I wanted to change things. I thought you'd... want that for me?
Yes.
And to do that, I have to be totally committed to the work.
Well, then...
I do love you, Florence.
And I love you.
Come on. Give Thomas a kiss.
No, Thomas, no.
What?
I've got to go back to the concert. And you can go home. If you mean what you say, come here next Sunday. Father's having a dinner party. Will you be able to come?
Well,
Do you promise?
Yes, it's very difficult.
Thomas, will you promise?
All right, yes, I promise.
And will you ask him for my hand then?
Yes.
Good. And you really will, won't you?
Yes.
Good night, Tom. Hold your bleeding horses, will ya? Don't know why I bothers with all these. They dash are just the same. Hello?
Good morning. Could I speak to the owner of the premises, please?
You are? Jesse Sparrow. And who are you?
Detective Inspector Thomas Tedman, Metropolitan Police.
Oh, Peeler, eh? Bit late, aren't you? Suppose you better come in.
Thank you.
I can't open today. Done in.
I can understand how you must be feeling.
Can you?
Well, I...
Know what it's like to be a widow. Struggling on your own, making a living from non-toxicating beverages, do you?
I understand it was tea that was stolen and coffee.
And chocolate.
Oh, and chocolate.
3 chests of tea, 4 a coffee, 2 a chocolate.
I see.
It did me wind in and all. Ruined me fittings. Splintered the wood. See?
Oh, yes.
Insured, of course. Oh, thank God I was upstairs, away from the hue and cry. Or else Lord knows what would have happened.
You live on the premises?
I do. Not good on me feet. Retires early. Been here 30 years, never a worry.
Well, Mrs. Sparrow, if I could just take a few particulars.
Whatever obliges.
9 chests were taken. So where'd it all go?
I don't understand it.
Anyway, they're doing Mr. Isaac's, the clothes exchange, Sunday morning. Maybe we'll find out there.
The clothes exchange?
There's a delivery of goods on a Friday before. High-class stuff, mind. Leather breeches, wigs, buckskins.
You sure?
Certain. I'm meeting them at 10 o'clock in the morning. Corner of Petticoat Lane and Whitechapel.
We'll get to the exchange around 8:30. Tell Isaacs and hide in the shop.
Get him to stack the stuff as near the window as he can.
Well, in the window, maybe.
If it's possible. How many of you?
Half a dozen.
And 2 more outside. Size of the carts they've been using shouldn't be more than 4 of us.
1 cart, 1 horse. Place will be
buzzing.
Busy.
Yes, yeah, it can't be that quick a getaway. You should follow them at a drop this time.
See you at Mr. Isaac's.
Halfpenny glass, sparkling lemonade.
Lovely fruit,
please. Yes, indeed, I shall be glad to sell you 1 coat, sir. Now, this one is just your size. It's very cheap. Was made by a tip-top schnipper. I'll leave you for a moment.
Gentlemen, is everything all right, Mr. Isaacs?
No, it's not all right. You can rid me of that woman out there with a stinking fish. Lemonade, I don't mind. Robbers, I don't mind. But that smell, oi, gets in the clothes.
She one of you, is she? No, sir, she's a fried fish seller.
Well, can't you get rid of her anyway?
I'm afraid I mustn't draw attention to myself, sir.
What for is a policeman?
Now, sir, we'll need 3 plainclothes men inside the shop as customers.
Realistic, yes?
Very, sir.
Ah, but will they buy anything?
Coconuts!
Ready with the hooks, boys? On the car now. Sean, stay on it.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Shepherd here will sort the food and see the coast is clear.
Yeah, really?
Come across hooks, have you, Pip?
Don't know what you mean.
Been in the Navy, have you?
No.
These are what you call grappling hooks. What they use in action at sea. The 3 hooks in the end of these chains batten onto your enemy ships. We're going for bales of materials here. Smash it in the shop window. Hook up the bales. Cart them off. It's called a going out on the drag.
Oh.
See, I've learned something from you, Pip, and you've learned something from me. Off you go, then. Let's get started and educate you some more. If you lean on a wall opposite Mr. Isaacs, means we're all right.
Where do you take him after?
That's for us to know and you to find out. Scram!
Right you are.
Once we know we can trust you, that is.
Right. Here you go. Right.
Giddy up, then. Easy does it.
Fish! Fried fish! Hang me! Fish.
Business as usual, then, sir.
Usually, sis. Just see none of my stocks damaged. And returned? Yes?
I'm going to be in the window guarding every bale, Mr. Isaacs.
Excuse me?
Customer?
Not one of yours?
How much is this here?
£1.05.
I can't give you above half the money.
Half the money? 12 and 6? I can't take that. What above 12 and 6 will you give me for it? Will you give me 18?
There's the signal. All clear.
Yeah! Yeah, dog!
12 and 6, I bid. Shan't give you a penny more.
Well, come on, give us your money. I've got my rent to pay.
Here they come.
Hook, ready, men. Hook, throw the hook.
Go, go. Look out, Mr. Isaacs.
Tom.
I'm Pip. My shoulder. I'm caught. Help me. I'm caught on a bale.
Call yourself a policeman. What more is your beating? Give it to me.
Grab him.
I'm with you, Tom.
There's a fella caught.
Drag him on a cart.
We're away.
Help me, Sean.
Leave him.
Come on.
Help me. Thank you, Sean.
What you doing? You won't get away with it.
Get short of him, Sean.
What you doing?
No pistols! We say no pistols!
lost them.
Well, Speedy, Speedy.
What we do with the peeler?
If it's out, bring him with us. Mr. Shepherd?
Yes?
I'm very sorry, but this is not for your eye.
What do we do now?
Get them both out. Quick, before they come round.
Right.
Pistol. Give me the pistol. Never take a pistol. What have I always said?
Yes, sir.
Stupid bastard. Frightened of something? Up to something?
No, God's truth, nothing at all.
So, the peelers know. We've got a squealer, have we? Nobody leaves. We sleep here tonight.
What about Pip?
He stays with us now he's come this far. Nobody leaves.
What about the peeler?
Tie him up. He goes down below with the goods.
I see to him, sir.
You do that, Sean. Pip'll help once he comes round. I'll go and get instructions. See what's happened to Mr. Isaacs. Get some scran so we don't starve. Heads will roll, Sean, if Mr. Isaacs has copped it. Oh, heads will roll. Now then. It's rock.
They knocked you out, so you wouldn't see where we were going.
So where are we?
I'm not telling you, Pip, for your good as well as mine. I've fulfilled my part of the bargain.
Where's Thomas? Is he all right?
He's badly hurt. He's tied up down there through that door.
Come on, then.
After you.
Tied up? Does that mean there's a way out?
Go down and lock the door after you.
But...
there's a grill behind the bales.
Sean!
I'm sorry. I can't help you anymore.
Sean!
Is that you, Pip?
Don't worry, Tom. Everything's going to be all right.
Edwards, has Mr. Tedman arrived yet?
I'm afraid not, Miss Florence.
Oh, Thomas.
Well, well. It's all here. Aladdin's cave.
Not quite everything. Tea chests, coffee chests, they're not here.
Your shoulder?
Bad, Pip, really bad. I can't move my arm at all.
Let me see. We've got to get out of here.
Where to? Where are we?
There's a grill. Behind the bales.
Why, that's it's over there.
Oh, what a stench.
That's sewers.
Rock, God help us.
What do we do?
Not much choice. It's too late now. We'll need this torch.
No, you'll have to go. Leave me here.
What do you take me for, Thomas? You think I'll abandon you? Come on.
Lift the shepherd!
Can't hold on.
Don't worry. I've got you. Just let go.
I
trust me. Now, hang on a minute. It's slippy as hell. It's opening out a bit. Old inspection chamber. Look, there's a grating. It's too high.
It's no good. We could be wandering around for hours. You should have left me.
This is the old system. See how the walls are caved in. We need the main run. But which way?
This.
It's only a rat. Come on, Tom.
I can't. Pip, you go. Find a way to come back for me, eh?
No, not now.
It's the only thing. Just remember the way you're going. I'll wait here.
Right. Well, stay put. I'll have to take the torch.
Yeah.
must link up somewhere. Ah, here. Air current. Yes. This is it, the main sewer.
Tom!
Next gas tapping! Do you hear me? If you want to see your Peter friend alive again, you'll keep your mouth shut.
The light's gone. It's as black as pitch.
Anybody there? Hey, it's Joe Simmons, Shawman.
Yes. Hello. No light.
Keep talking.
Don't know where I am. Can't find a way. I can see a light now. Just a glimmer.
That's all right then.
Pip Shepherd, glad to see you, sir.
Oh, you look all but done in.
Never a stranger more welcome.
I'd best get you out of here before you fall down, eh? Come on, son. Not far. Oh, smell the air. It's a bit sweeter, eh? Means we're nearing the river. Where's he then?
I don't know.
It's no good asking him. Ask, what's his name?
Thomas.
Yeah, the peeler. Frighten him a bit and he'll keep him quiet.
Don't want to arm him, no, do we?
Since when you've been so particular?
Since Isaac snuffed him. Boss says he's our insurance. Want to keep him healthy. Nobody's going to bother about what we does to Sean, are they? So you go and play nurse at the young Tom. And Smiler and Miller, Sean here, a few questions.
Don't, please.
Not yet, Smiler. Got to tantalise you, haven't we? And what Pip said, let him see a bit before you let him loose. So, hands over your eyes.
Please!
See a bit and smell. Nothing too much. Ooh, where it be going?
Please!
So, where does Mr. Shepherd live?
Here you are, Pip. Hey, dry yourself on that. Oh, smells nothing. Soon go. Nothing's as bad as you thinks. Some places in the old sewers, they says there's this foul air. Foul air. Instentious death, says they. But if there was such a thing, you think I'd know something about it. I worked in the sewers looking for scrap these 20 years, I have.
First time you found a peeler, though, I bet.
Right you are. Hey, normally it's them finding us, eh? We have some tea before you go?
No, thank you, Joe.
Well, have a rest, or...
No, I'll best be off as soon as I can. Visit to make. But I'll bring the clothes back, for which many thanks.
It's police business, Miss Florence.
Yes, but where is he?
I'm sorry, I can't tell you anything.
He was to see my father last night, to ask permission for us to marry.
Yes, that much I know. But it's the nature of the work, Miss Florence. Please excuse me. I just come on his behalf to say he's sorry that he wasn't here.
It's so silly.
May sound so.
But why?
That's all I can say.
So, is he all right? I mean, when will he be back?
Soon as is humanly possible. I'm sorry, Miss Florence. I have to go.
Yes.
I'm really sorry.
Pip, does he talk to you about me?
He says you're to be married.
Has he ever told you that he loves me?
He wouldn't tell me that, Miss Florence. It's not in his nature.
But what do you think? Do you think he does?
Well, I...
Do you think we'll be happy together?
Since my wife Mary died, I don't know what's best for me, let alone other people.
But will it always be like this? Forever after, not knowing where he is, when I will see him, worrying about him.
I think you already know the answer to that, Miss Florence.
What are you going to do with me?
That depends. If everybody behaves themselves and we all get away from here with our precious cargo, you'll go free. If not, you'll end up by the Thames, alongside Sean, with a smile from here to here.
But Pip will bring help.
Trust him, do you, Thomas?
Yes.
Where do you think he'll go first? Hotel Dieppe, we think.
How do you know?
There's somebody there, waiting for him to turn up. Right now.
Pip!
Hello, Catherine.
What's the matter? You look worn out.
Oh, it's just work, you know.
Man been asking after you.
What? Don't look round. Just tell me. Is he still here?
He went out, but he's followed you back in.
Where is he?
Standing at the other end of the bar.
Catherine, this is important. Will you do something for me?
If I can.
Go up to my room, will you? Pack a few things for me.
Why? Whatever do you...
Please, I can't explain. Just do as I ask. Put the bag outside in the yard. The corner between the wall and the privy.
All right.
And something else. Will you go round to the chandler's shop?
Susanna Cook's?
Yes. You see, Susanna and me, we...
It's all right, Pip.
I meant to be going there tonight, but...
I understand. I know. Don't worry. I'll do all you ask. You'll take care, won't you, Pip? I'd hate...
Nothing
for...
I can't handle.
Hello. Where are you off?
Get a pie for Pip, Sarah.
Oh, extra gravy in the pot. Hello, stranger. Our bed's not good enough for you these days, eh?
It's work, Sarah.
Can I get you anything?
2 pints of wallop.
Oh, Tom joining you, is he?
Toby, I hope.
I haven't seen him in an age.
See nobody filches those pints, eh? Just going out the back. Catherine. Over here.
Pip?
Decided to come and wait. You got it?
Yes. Where are you going?
Over the wall. Just out of everybody's way for a bit.
Take care.
This is Bell's old room, next door to Ethel's. Not as big, but truth is I haven't the art to go to Ethel since she was done in. Have to one day, I suppose. Still, having sacred these days, you have to carry on. Besides, I need the money.
She'd understand that. But this'll be fine, Dolly.
What'd you say? Guinea a week?
I only need it for a couple of nights.
Or part of a week. Not too much to ask, is it? For a man with a wage.
It's fine.
Do you want something short before you retire?
Got to be out early in the morning.
Trouble?
Something like that, Dolly.
Night, pet. Excuse me not asking. I'm up to here with me own.
Well, that's the old story, Joe. Now, you see these places I've marked with a cross?
Yeah, yeah.
These are all where the robbers abandoned their carts.
Oh, yeah.
Have they any significance?
Oh, yes. Now, it's easy. They're all places alongside where the main sewer runs flow into the Thames. See, now, this is the one where we came out. Then there's this, the PR, then Cuckold's Point, and if you trace them all back, they meet here. Mm. Now, this should be the main inspection chamber you mentioned, where you left your friend. You see, it was Shoreman. The sewers are like the streets are to you. All the landmarks, all roof falls, where the best gratings are.
So can we find out where the cellar is?
Oh, I think so, yeah. Now, following this map, you enter the chamber from the left of the main pool. So, we turn right here, and run along here, along the old sewer route till it blocks off. And in view of all that, it's my belief you started off under Cable Street.
Cable Street?
West end of Cable Street. Does that mean anything to you?
It does, Joe, yes. But I'm not sure what.
Ah, the Sparrows here in Coffee Warehouse.
Good morning, sir. And how can I help you?
I'd like some drinking chocolate, please.
Well, we're wholesale only, sir, you know that?
Yes.
Anything special?
Oh, South American.
Oh, yes. If you'll excuse me just a minute, sir.
Too much to have a customer. Try again.
Brock.
They're under the warehouse. I'm off.
Now then, look at... Hey! Oi! Oi! All of your guts!
Would you help me? Just this once more, Joe.
Oh, I don't have much choice, eh? Seeing as sewer dredge is not exactly his legal occupation.
This is no bribe. I'd have been a goner down there if it hadn't been for you.
Oh, well, if I can use what I know to save another, then I will.
Tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock. I want you to take me through the sewers to Cable Street. I've got word to the yard to go into the warehouse for arrests at the same time.
Clock of a Monday morn, and all's well.
Oh, wherefore? Just another little drop of sunning short. Who is it?
It's me. Can I come in, though?
Door's open.
What on earth are you doing in there, Dolly?
Door's always open, darling. It's what Ethel used to say. This is Dolly Jenks. She's the one to help you. No one to help Dolly, is there? Oh, I can't sleep, can I? Not a wink, however hard I try.
You've cut yourself.
Oh, it's a scratch, Pierce. All sloshed. Go back to your room. Not to mind me. Just a silly old mole who's drunk St. Short too many times. Gets me through the days, but nights are a bit harder. Don't know why I've been frightened to come in here. Nothing much of hers. Peeler's never even bothered to search it.
Where did you get these letters?
Oh, that'd be telling. You a Peeler and all.
Come on, Dolly.
His room.
Whose? Michael Tovey's?
Your lot thought they took everything, but I shifted these.
Letters from Catherine to Michael?
Love letters, I dare say.
And one addressed to her?
I meant to get them over to her when things had quietened down. Never did. Oh, things you meet to do and don't. And the things you do that you wish you never had.
Be a better world, Dolly.
Would it? She's probably better off without them. Who needs memories? Who needs the
I'll get them to her when I go back. Have to be off soon. Wish me luck, eh?
No, I do, Pet. Whatever you're up to.
This should be it. Just coming to the end of Cable Street now. Here's the grating. God, once got a pearl hat pin fell from that.
And there's the group of where Tom is. Now wait till the first stroke of six. Give him time to break in. Then we're off.
Now watch how you go. There's been an high tide. Very slippery.
Ready, men? Stand by. Straight to the back of the shop. And smash through the hatch in the floor. Now!
Let's go!
Too late!
Get us through, Mr. Shepherd. Or Thomas here gets it. Just like so.
You won't get away. That's right. Put him, boy. Come on, put him!
Still, smile! Stay!
Let him go, or I'll shoot.
Stay! Smite!
Jump, Tom! Jump! Tom! Tom!
How are you feeling?
Not too bad, Pip.
On your feet in no time.
Got all of them, then?
Everyone.
Sit down.
I can't stay long, Tom.
Huh? Why?
You've got another visitor.
Who?
Florence.
Florence.
I gave you a message.
I think she said there was something you wanted to ask her.
Oh. Stay a bit longer.
Sorry, Tom. Got to pick me things up from Dolly's.
You've not been staying at Dolly's?
I have.
Pip Shepherd.
There's no girls there now, you know. She's turned over a new leaf.
On me own again, then.
Afraid so. But thanks, Dolly. Now look after yourself.
If I don't know, have a bug, I will. Door's open!
No, it isn't.
Oh, force of habit, Pip.
I'll see to it, Dolly.
Just to keep us running short. Who is it?
A young girl.
What's she want?
A room. Says Mary sent her.
Oh. Pretty, is she?
Yes. You could say that.
Ooh.
Irish.
Mm. Irish. Redhead, I dare say.
Her name's Esme.
Let's have her in then.
In Out on the Drag by John Peacock, Pip Shepherd was played by Todd Carty and Thomas Tedman by Charles Simpson. Johan Meredith was Brock, Harry Myers, Sean Flynn, Stephen Critchlow, Joe, Maggie McCarthy, Dolly Jenks, Deborah Berlin, Catherine Hockley, Tessa Worsley, Jesse Sparrow, and Ben Crow, Jem. Other parts were played by members of the cast. London Particulars is directed by David Blount.